Hey fighters, today is Monday, May 28th, 2018, and in the United States, it is a holiday that we call Memorial Day, which is we observe in the last Monday of May, honoring the men and women who died while serving in the United States military. This was actually known originally as Decoration Day, shortly after the origins of this day after the Civil War. It actually became a federal holiday here in the United States in 1971. So listen, I want to just take a moment to honor those that we have lost in service of our country. I want to take a moment just to show them respect for the ultimate sacrifice that they have made for us so that we can have the freedoms that we have in our great country. So I'm going to ask you all just for a few seconds here to join me in a moment of silence.
Hey, stop, Travis. Stop the music. Hold on. Check it out. I got a little special announcement here for you today, something that we're starting on the Contractor Fight podcast. We know that you're busy. We know that you got a lot of things flying at you every day, but we also know, because we hear from you on a regular basis, that you need all the help you can get leveling up your business IQ. And that's why we have what's called the Daily Hits. Daily Hits. What you get when you subscribe to the Daily Hits is you get actionable advice to grow your contracting business in less than 2 minutes a day. We talk about sales and mindset and operations and leadership and marketing, anything and everything that is going to help you grow a stronger business. So here's what I need you to do. Simply text the word tips, daily tips, T-I-P-S, tips, T-I-P-S, to 719-299-3852. 719-299-3852. Do that, and I promise you'll be equipped to hit with your boots on the ground every day with something that's going to help grow your business stronger. There are hundreds and hundreds of tips there for you waiting to be consumed and implemented, most importantly. So text the word tips to 299-3852. Travis, bring in those guitars and let's get this episode going.
All right, fighters, listen, you're listening to the Contractor Fight. This is where we're a movement, right? We're a movement of like-minded home improvement contractors who are taking back control of their business, taking control back of their lives, fattening our wallets, and having a great time in the process. And so many times I have guys really trying to figure out why they're not succeeding. You know, they seem to be doing some of the same things that other contractors are doing, and they don't understand why they're not having the same success. And so there's just a couple things here that I want to share today. I want to encourage you to look in the mirror with and really figure out, you know, just answer the question like, hey, am I hitting the mark in these few things that I'm going to share today? Because what you're going to find is they're not really crazy tactical things. They're not like, hey, run an ad or get a vehicle wrap or some crap like that. These are more mindset things that I just want to share with you that I see in, when I look at the guys that are successful, the contractors that are successful, that are kicking ass, these are a couple things that that seem to keep showing up. And the first one is discipline. That's right, discipline. You know, we are famous for thinking that our business is going to get better if we just, you know, sign up for coaching or join something like the Contractor Fight or go to a seminar, get a new website. You fill in the blank. you know, something that's just new and exciting and, hey, give me some information. I need some more information and more information and more information. But problem with that is if you're not disciplined, you're really not going to have that much progress in your business. You know, if you can't get your tail out of bed in the morning, you can't work a plan, you can't create a plan, stick to the plan, be consistent in the plan, then you're not going to have success. And I don't care if it's your business. I don't care if it's you're trying to lose weight. I don't care if you're trying to save money, you know, to buy a new volleyball court. I don't know. That was the first thing that came to my mind. All right. So listen, you must be a human being of discipline if you want to succeed. For those of you that have found self-discipline, then you get ready to make some serious improvements in your life and in your business, okay? So guys, if you're struggling and you're like, man, I'm doing the right things, I bought the right thing, I got the website, I got the trucks, I go to the networking meetings, I send emails to my customers and all these other things, there's probably another area of your business that you're not disciplined in. I'd bet a pinky on it. I would absolutely bet a pinky. Probably not my own pinky just yet, but I would definitely bet a pinky. All right, second thing that might be holding you back, and that is a lack of willingness and action when it comes to digging into the numbers of your business. Like, listen, if you can't dig in to your numbers at least once a month and look at the math, M-A-T-H, math, then you're going to have a hard time building a strong business, because the numbers are going to tell you things like how your business is performing and are you on track to hit your goals or not? What's working? What's not working? How's the team performing? What's going to happen in the next 6 months if I keep going at the rate I'm going at right now, good or bad, right? So one of the biggest problems that y'all have, see, I didn't have this problem because I'm just not the best craftsman in the world. I was painting contractor and I'm not the best painter. So this was kind of easy for me, but a lot of you guys, you care more about being a craftsman than you do building a business. And it's not wrong to do amazing high quality work, but being a master business person is way more important than being a master craftsman. If you're going to own a business, because if you're not a master business person, okay, then you're going to have a hard time building a stronger future for your family. And that could be problematic, which I know you know, right? All right, last thing here. Maybe the last thing. We'll see. Too many contractors are avoiding resistance. All right? Years ago, probably 5 years ago, I wrote this blog, and it was called, if you want to grow, you got to embrace resistance. So think of the weight room. If you ever lifted weights, that's when you get stronger, is when the resistance is challenging you and you keep pushing yourself. And it could just be a little bit each day, a little bit each week, you know, one or two more pounds a week that you add to the bar and you make the load a little bit heavier. You are growing because in a nutshell, you're getting uncomfortable. So I believe anything that is worth having in your business is going to require you to get uncomfortable. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't work smart and create leverage and all that stuff in your business. But if you're just trying to be comfortable all the time, then you're going to most likely lead a mediocre life and build a mediocre business. And so I want to challenge you to push yourself to grow, to get uncomfortable, to look for ways to absolutely, push yourself out of your own comfort zone. So for instance, if you're driving down the road and you go, oh man, I should, there's a house that looks like they could use a carpenter. Okay. I should stop. Then stop. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, get uncomfortable. And the minute your brain starts telling you things like, you don't have time, or no, they probably don't want you knocking on the door or whatever, that's an opportunity to push yourself out of your comfort zone. Okay. See, guys, when you get uncomfortable, when you're disciplined, when you know your numbers and all this other stuff, you're going to be able to achieve your goals. You're going to be able to sell jobs at a higher price. You're going to keep more profit. You're going to be able to find and keep better employees. You're going to get more leads and a bunch of other stuff along the way, because you are you are doing what the most successful people do. You are thinking like the most successful people. So listen, today, I don't know what you got on the calendar here today, but try to grab 15, 20 minutes. Ask yourself, where am I not disciplined? It could be any area of your life or business. I don't care. Because listen, the way you do anything is the way you do everything. If you're undisciplined in your business, you're probably undisciplined in your finances at home. If you're undisciplined in your business or in your prospecting or in your marketing or your diet, I guarantee you're undisciplined in other places. If you're half-ass in one area, you're half-ass in another area, because that's just how we roll. So I want to challenge you. Look and figure out right now, where do you need to step it up? Where do you need to get disciplined? Because when you do that, good things are going to happen. All right, so hey, listen, before we sign off, I want to encourage you to check out, you know, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know we have our Contractor Sales Academy, which is actually, it's amazingly kicking ass and taking names in many industries and all this other stuff that I'm not going to go into. But listen, it takes a special type of contractor to be in that group. There's a few things that are just non-negotiables, I could say. Like, you got to have a phone that's ringing. You got to have some money coming into the business. There's some things we're going to ask of you to make you uncomfortable, that if you don't have a lot of leads coming in, it's going to be hard for you to do that. Okay. Those that embrace what we're doing, they're crushing it. Okay. But I know it's not for everybody. Not everyone just wants to go through, you know, what we're putting out there. Okay. So if that's you, if you're one of those people that, hey, it's just not for me right now or never or whatever it is, but you still want some training, you still want help in your business in different areas, then check out Fight Night. It's our monthly live training. We hop on, an online meeting, and we have a blast for a couple hours going through some things in your business that are going to help you get better. So we're talking about sales and marketing and leadership and production and everything in between. And in the month of June here, coming up, we're going to release the date soon here. I had a lot of travel and some things going on here in June. And so actually, by the time you're listening to this, I might even have the date set. We're just working out some last-minute details. But the June Fight Night is coming up soon, and I would love for you to be a part of it. So if you want to learn more, what it costs to be part of that, which is a screaming deal, by the way, and what it all entails, text the words Fight Night. Fight Night. Just like it sounds. Fight Night. 719-299-3852. Fight Night to 719-299-3852. Okay, this will be our third month doing this. We're going to roll these forward. We had a couple dozen in April. We had a couple more dozen of you jump into this thing in May and had a full house for that. It was awesome. Guys all over the country for a couple hours learning how to market their businesses. And I'm expecting the June Fight Night to be rocking and rolling, because we're going to talk about how to be a better salesperson. We're going to talk about how to really connect with your clients better. And so now some of you right now might be tuning out going, oh, I don't need help in sales. I'm a really good salesperson. But here's the deal. If you don't have enough money in your bank account at home, then you need sales training. If you don't have enough money in your business, you need sales training. If you're having a hard time finding and keeping employees, you need sales training. Believe it or not, it's connected. Okay. So listen, love to have you part of it. Text Fight Night to 719-299-3852. And with that, Travis, rock us out. Crank those guitars up. Do something psychedelic for us this time, Travis. Like, hey, man. Because that's just kind of the mood I'm in right now. Anyway, guys, have a great day. Have a kick butt week. Keep it going. Motor hard. Keep fighting. Talk to you later. Hasta la cuervo de noche la bamba.